NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Bully Ray, and Mark Henry talk to the hottest man in pro wrestling and member of the Judgment Day, R-Truth. Speaking of hot, seems like Jack Perry's hot, and he's hot over AEW. We talk about his appearance this past weekend in New Japan. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. R-Truth. Sir, how are you?
I'm good old dandy. How you doing, doll?
Excuse me, sir. Could you turn your camera sideways?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Truth, can you see us?
Yeah.
We see you. You look great. Thank you for all the right, time back, this morning.
Why are you flexing, man? Where your shirt at?
Oh, you got to have a shirt on to be on here?
No. Fine.
No, leave it off. It's
satellite radio, so you can you don't have to wear a shirt. Hey, don't wear a shirt
Am
to
I
the
only
ring.
Am I the only one who ever done that?
Yes, just, you're the only
just
one who's
back up
that.
A little bit.
My bad, Bubba. I can tell you, my bad, dog.
We only see your eye. We see your nose to your chin.
That's it.
He flexed.
Oh, this is going to make for good video on YouTube. But...
All right, okay. Let's keep it PG.
Truth, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing good, dog. We're here in Little Rock, Arkansas. There's so much snow around, man.
Truth, were you with us like 10, 12 years ago when we had the ice storm in Little Rock and we drank all the liquor in the hotel?
Is that when we got stuck here?
Yes.
Yes, I cried.
Why did you cry?
What?
I think I was just ready to go home. I got over it real quick. I just had to man, we got stuck over here and stuff. That but then I think Kyoto got, you know, that man, straighten up, dog. What you crying for? You a grown man. And I stopped crying.
Truth, man, I'm going to tell you something. I called you last week and I said, hey, man, do you realize that you're doing something that nobody ever did in wrestling? And you said, what's that, dog? And I said, you have more success in your last 5 years, 10 years, than you did at the beginning of your career. And it came out of the blue.
Yes.
I told you that the story that I told the guys on the radio station. I was there the first night that you did the, oh, my bad. We were in Austria.
Yeah.
And you said, Australia, what's up? And they booed the shit out of you, remember?
Yes.
And you came back, you was like, the referee leaned in, hey, we're in Austria. And you said, Oh, and you went into this whole drawn out thing. And why did it take so long to get to this?
I don't know, man. I think it took this long because everybody had to realize who they were dealing with. And that it was real. That I didn't know the difference between Austria and Australia. You know what I'm saying? That was legit. So once people start realizing, oh, dude, it's for real, I think that started opening the gates up to a lot more love.
Yeah, Truth, man.
Truth, I got to ask you this. Like, the other day we had Dolph on, and Dolph's been around for a long time, you know, much like you have. And, you know, Dolph, a lot of time, he was, you know, sitting on the bench and not doing a lot with him. And also during your career, too, there's been times where we won't see you for a long time. And then they, you know, they pepper you in a little bit here and there when we don't see you for a long time. How have you been able to withstand your about 20 years you've been now with the company, maybe a little bit less? What keeps you motivated to go to work every single week, even if they're not doing anything with you?
Discipline. It's discipline, man. Coming into our business is like no other business in the world. And y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? And once we get programmed, and I've been programmed since I got into business, that programming, it dwells within you. And we know patience is a virtue. We know 1 minute you can be up, next minute you can be down. We all know the things, the insides, the things that make the clock move on the inside, we all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's just me just being disciplined to myself, because a lot of times the motivation ain't there because you're on the sideline, because you're not being used, because you're not this or that. But the discipline keeps you ready, man. And the discipline, it keeps everybody else on notice, on check. And I think it's just a matter of discipline meeting chance, meeting opportunity.
What's interesting to me with you is the fact that you don't need a championship around your waist. You don't need to be in the main event of Monday Night Raw. Like, every time you get that opportunity, you knock it out of the park and you hit a grand slam. Like, so you take those opportunities and you make the best of this opportunity. Like, what's going on right now? Like, hey, we're getting close to the Rumble. We're close to WrestleMania season. And you're the number one merch seller on WWEshop.com. Like, how does that happen? The creativity that you have and how talented you are can make the smallest thing into something so big. Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way, man. I think it's just a matter of time. I think everybody and everyone, everything has its time. Time is all we got on this earth. So it's just making the best of the time that we got. I was out for like a year and some change, right? So me coming back from being gone for so long, that time, I think it sped up and caught up with itself. And me being disciplined. When I was injured, when I was out with my torn quad, I was working out. I didn't stop working out at all. I continually did it, man. I tried to keep my mental straight. I tried to keep my emotions intact. Mental health is good, for real. I tried to keep everything intact, man. And faith and believing, man. And when you step out on faith and belief and you become that, nothing else can stand in your way. Nothing can.
Truth, you became the MVP during COVID of the 24/7 championship. And I think that some of that spilled over into now, because none of that stuff would have been good without you. I mean, it was everything, like, to not spit my drink out. Whenever I saw you come on screen, I just stopped drinking. Because I knew that I was going to waste some good drink. And, like, tell us how all that happened. Because, like, for a long period of time, you was not involved in it. You know, they had the Titus O'Neil. They would have, you know, I think you came in when Dana Brooke started doing it.
Right? They gave me a call. No. Actually, before Dana. Bobby Roode had it. I think that's Bobby got it from Titus. And they called me and said, hey, they want you to go to SmackDown. No, they want you to go. I was on SmackDown, as a matter of fact. They want you to go to Raw and do a backstage promo. Didn't tell me what it was. When I got to Raw, I saw Mick pull that thing out the bag like that, right? And everybody said that thing was ugly, though. Everybody thought that it was ugly. Like, nobody even liked it.
It was an ugly little green and gold title. It was ugly.
It It had a different look. We're gonna say
you
that.
Made it beautiful, but it was ugly.
It just looked a bit different. So man, I think just with the antics of the first night I won it, it just went up, man. It was just crazy. Me being rude for it. And you know me, Mark, Bubba, you know me too, man. I like laughing, I like being funny. And y'all give me an opportunity to make things funny. That was just my playground at that moment. And all the things myself, the writers who was coming up with was just like, we're just hitting home runs. Johnny as well, man, the tarmac thing was Johnny's idea. We were in the plane, man, 30,000 feet in the air. All that stuff, that was Johnny's idea. Like, there was no rules when it came to the 24/7 title, man. If it was rules, we broke them all. And I think people were just loving that.
Truth, how much fun are you having right now?
Oh, bro, I'm having the ball, man. You see, I ain't got no shirt on.
but you know,
hey,
you
I know them running. We checks is fine too. Hey man, let me borrow $1 million, man.
No, but you know, you hear people, you know, who are in entertainment or who are successful at comedy. Yeah, on the outside they're funny, but sometimes on the inside they're not so happy. You look like you're having a blast out there. I mean, are you having as much fun doing this on TV, backstage, in the ring, as it seems you are?
Yes, I am, Bubba, man. And it's you have to display that, man. If you're not having fun, I think people can tell. I'm genuinely having fun, man. I'm happy to be back. I couldn't wait to get back. Y'all know how it is to be at home for a long time, man. Like, even my wife and kids asked me, don't you have a job? Don't you have to go back to work? Like, I was ready, man. You know what I'm saying? I was ready to get back to work, man, and just start grinding, man. And that's part of it, man. Just the fun is just half of the work. The rest of the work is making everybody else have fun and enjoy seeing you have fun to where they're having fun.
And it works because you have the Judgment Day, which is like a badass faction in the WWE. And here's R-Truth. And on paper, it doesn't seem like it would work. And it works and it clicks. And a lot of that has to do with you. Like, just you make everything that you do work. And when you knew that you were going to be working with the Judgment Day, what was your first thought about that?
I was happy, man. I was ready to get out the house. I was ready to come back to the sport that I love, man. It was like when they said you work with Jeb, I was like, let's do it. I'm ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? What are we doing? They could have told me I was working with anybody, man, and I was ready. But Truth. I will say this. The Judgment Day, they all fought for me. I have to say Truth. That. Yes.
Wait. Hold on, Mark. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me. Was there a discussion or a fight to be had for you to be part of the group?
No, just the first promo, man. I will say Damian Priest was like the one, like, bro, we should keep you around, man. Like, this thing's kind of like working. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he actually went to, I think he went to Hunter and the Riders. Damian Priest kind of like fought for it.
Nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Truth, that you do realize that technically you're not a member.
No, I am a member. Bro, I beat JD. Y'all didn't see that?
We saw it.
We saw
it. Did I beat JD or not? Yes or no?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Question that.
So that was, it was like a gang. You had to like jump in.
No, they beat me up the week before.
That's
sorry.
True too.
They beat me down. I don't know why people say beat me up when it's actually getting beat down.
This is true.
And this was right,
words and of wisdom.
And this was and this was destined to happen because, as we learned, right out of the womb, like as soon as you were born, you turned to the doctor and said that I'm going to be a member of the Judgment Day. You said that right out of the right out of the gate. So this was all destined to happen. Yep.
Soon as I was a wee wee little baby when I said that, David, and the word stuck, dog. You know what I'm saying? You have to like say what you want to do ahead of time. And if you be persistent with it, things will happen. As you see, my dream came true.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy
Truth.
For you.
Truth.
You know what I'm saying?
Truth.
Let me ask you this, Dave.
Yep.
If moths love lights so much, why don't they come out in the daytime?
Things that make you go.
Things that you know. It's kind of like.
It's
like
thinking about that on my flight. That's all. I was just going.
No, it's kind of like driving on a parkway and parking in a driveway. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you parking in a driveway and driving on a parkway?
You see what David just did, y'all?
Truth, you're rubbing off on him already.
Oh, shit. I can't, man. I'm not drinking. Truth,
number one merchandise seller.
Now, that was a shock. That was a shock to me. And I don't get shocked that easy in this business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a shock to me. And
over
I just
John
took it as
Cena.
Love, man.
You used to talk about how John Cena was everything, and now you're selling more merch than him.
That's my childhood hero, man. I got that power pellet from him. I used to watch him, dog, every Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all laughing?
No. It's good to see. It's good to see dreams come true. It's great. No, it's great to see dreams come true.
Yes, dog. I mean, I'm not the leader. I'm not the leader, but we all. I mean, I don't think we really need a leader. Everybody's their own. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Person, but we're a good group, dog. We sticking together.
What about mommy?
Mammy's good.
No, is mommy the leader? I thought that mommy was the leader.
She runs things. It's a difference in being the leader of the group than running things. Mommy runs things.
Okay. Runs things.
She runs things.
Truth, yeah. I got to ask you a personal question. It's been bothering me for a long time, so I got to get this off my chest.
I'm married, bub.
Truth, I got to ask you. On live radio, I'm live radio in 2015 at the Royal Rumble. Why did you forget to say weather?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Do you remember that, dog? Oh, man. Wow, I did. That was pretty much the highlight of the whole deal, right?
You had one job.
One job. Hey, if y'all could have saw Bubba's face when we got to the back. Look what happened, Truth. All I had to say was, what's up? I said, Bubba, I'm sorry. What, 15 years later, 20 years later?
He's been holding on to it. He's been holding on to that.
Yeah.
I think Devon texts me too.
Well, you and Devon have always had some kind of, you know, friendship, relationship. I don't know what between going on with you and Devon.
Yeah, but he texts me, why didn't you say what's up? Why didn't you say why? I was like, dude, that was 2015, bro.
Oh my God. Truth, I know it's on the shirt that's the number one merch seller right now, but the live, laugh, love, it almost feels like that's kind of like your motto when it comes to life and it comes to your career is live, laugh, love, right?
Yes, man. And Rob Fee came up with that, man. And when I read it, I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I think if you put your twist on and say it this way, it'd be like, I'm like, I kind of like that motto. And it's actually a legit motto that people can live by, right?
Yep.
And it's kind of working. I like that. I think I'm going to live by that motto myself.
Good. That's good.
It's good being that it's yours.
Truth, you've been doing this you've been doing this a long time now. What's the hardest part of the job still?
The hardest part? Travel. Convincing people. Well, no, travel. I'm ready to travel. I've been at home for a long time. I'm ready. I was driving in the snow like this. Yes, man. I think the hardest part of business, man, is believing that patience is a virtue and being your own cheerleader. Sometimes people lose their faith. They lose their the thing that brought them to the biggest task. Because they're on the sideline, because they're on the bench, because they're not being used. And I try to motivate people and tell people, man, everything comes around, it turns around. You just got to, like, stay in it. You're here for a reason. Stay in it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the hardest part, man. Keeping that mental engaged with what you're doing and where you're
at. How's that locker room right now compared to since day one that you get there? Would you say the locker room is at its best, it's most fun, it's most laid back?
Yes, it's very fun. Very fun. The energy there is on high. Everybody's smiling and laughing, man. It's a good locker room. I like it.
Cool.
And also the way business is for the WWE right now. I mean, you can make the case that this is the biggest time for the company ever is right now as we enter 2024.
Yes, man. Everything is all cylinders are moving and pumping hard. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful and thankful to be a part of it, man. Like I said, I've been ready for them to let me out of the cage, man. I'm out of the cage. I'm just running wild.
And I'm sure you're going to be
off the chain. Everybody running and jumping and diving over on top of cars.
Yes, I'm doing it all.
And listen, this is an exciting time. Like, we got Monday Night Raw tonight, which I'm sure is going to be great, as it always is. We're getting closer and closer. We're just days away from the Royal Rumble, which kickstart the road to WrestleMania 40, where we're going to see Cody beat Roman for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. So there's a lot. Yes, I do. I believe this is Cody's time.
Look at his jacket.
Cody is going to finish the story at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia and beat Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Look at
I know whose side you're on.
Look in the background, Truth. Look at the pictures in the back.
This shit needs to stop, Truth. Now, yeah. This needs to stop.
It's like
now.
Some Jim Carrey shit. It's like, it's like the Pet Detective. Ooh,
yeah,
like,
it makes sense now. Listen, now it makes sense, David. I get it.
Listen, but R-Truth, I'm the voice of the people, and this is what the people want. And this is, they want Cody in the main event at WrestleMania 40 against Roman Reigns. But R-Truth, thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Rumble. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Philadelphia at WrestleMania 40. So thank you for all that you do for this business, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank y'all, man, for having me on. Thank you, David. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
The number one pro wrestling show on the planet, Busted Open, is available 7 days a week by subscribing and downloading the Busted Open podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. Join me alongside two WWE Hall of Famers, Mark Henry and Bully Ray, the hardcore legend Tommy Dreamer, plus Thunder Rosa and Mickie James, all week long as we break down everything going on in and out of the ring. Listen to Busted Open right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Jungle Boy takes the AEW contract, rips it up, and he also had put on the armband, and it said scapegoat. So that was all over the internet over the weekend. So, Bully, I'll start with you. Your thoughts of the appearance of Jungle Boy.
It's not so much about the appearance for me. It's about the potential Jungle Boy has now to become the biggest heel in AEW and catch lightning in a bottle and have a world of heat. How they decide to go about it. The jury is still out with me as to why they had him show up in New Japan and do this. I'm sure there's a plan. I'm going to let this play out. I'm not making a judgment call based on just one thing that I saw. I just know that with the very real stuff that went on outside of the ring with Jack and CM Punk and the real glass and the problems and the fight at All In at Wembley, yada, yada. This guy is in position. This kid is in position to have an immense amount of heat on him. Good heat, pro wrestling heat. How they go about it will be interesting.
Yeah,
can they do it? Can he be hated? He ripped up the contract, right? Ripping up a contract, I mean, it's very symbolic about how he feels about AEW right now. But you can't just rip up a contract and all of a sudden it's null and void. Okay? He still has a contract with AEW.
It's an act of defiance. It's not just a symbolic, I want to end. He wasn't saying that I want to end my deal. We haven't heard him speak yet. But when you say defiance, it means like, I'm going to deface this. I don't like it. I'm not treated right. Like, he insinuated, like, I mean, he did everything but not wiping his ass with it and throwing it on the ground and stomping on it. So, like, when you have a situation like that and you're telling the AEW fan base, this is what I think about your company that you like so much. This is what I'm talking to the owner of the company and everybody in the brass. When he comes out, there's going to be a chorus of boos. It's a good start to his heat.
It's funny.
Would go a couple of weeks, Dave.
Uh-huh.
They say, well, tonight, you're in action. Bullshit. Tonight, I got a date with a strip club down the street before I fly back home. Goodbye. I would diss them. Keep dissing them.
Mark, I love the act of defiance way that you just put that, because maybe Jungle Boy in his mind. And the minute you said it, I could see it. Like, Jungle Boy is not saying, I'm not working for AEW anymore, ripping it up. It's symbolic of an act of, I don't want to be a part of your company anymore. Yeah. Right. No, I love the way you put
that. The way that it is.
Loved it.
It's interesting, guys, because, all right, he ripped up the contract. That's one thing. But he also had he put the armband on that said scapegoat. If he is the biggest heel, if you make him a heel, which obviously it looks like he would be a heel because he's ripping up an AEW contract, so he's giving the middle finger to Tony Khan and AEW. But who's the babyface in this situation? Because it's reminding everybody about Punk. Like, it's interesting to me because he's, by putting that armband that says scapegoat, everybody automatically goes back to the incident between him and CM Punk
at
All In.
At first, Dave.
But any good heel thinks he's in the right. Good heels always think that they are doing right. Why would you boo me? Why would I be the scapegoat? I'm doing the right thing. Go ahead, Mark.
Him saying, basically, putting a scapegoat on tells me that he's trying to let them know, I'm not going to let you put the blame on me. You made me this. You did it. He's putting the blame on the company. He's telling them, you mismanaged something. No boss likes to hear that they mismanaged something, because that's what they do, for lack of a better term, when you're the boss. You manage every situation. Or you put somebody in place to get that job done for you, because that's why he pays you. Well, he's saying it didn't get done. So there's holes in the foundation. And maybe you should fill the holes in your company rather than put all the blame on me. I've been at home all this time. He can cut 1,000 promos. But the number one thing, Dave, is I would try to force him to work. You're getting paid? Well, you're not going to get paid until you wrestle again. And build it up.
I would love to see Tony involved in this. I would love to see Tony.
He has
getting
to
involved.
Be. He has to be, I think, Bully. Like, because the reason why I bring that up, because who is going to get involved? You CM Punk is gone. CM Punk was fired. CM Punk is now in the WWE. So who else connected with that incident could actually take this story forward? The only person I can think of off the top of my head would be Tony Khan. I feel like he has to be involved in this. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but there could be a way that Jungle Boy could be the babyface in this whole story, because he is kind of the scapegoat. You fired CM Punk. CM Punk is now with the WWE and is one of their top stars. And you suspend me? I'm off of TV this entire time? You fired the other guy, and he just went to the WWE and said, I'm home. I'm back home. And you just completely forgot about me. You threw me, you cast me aside, and you forgot about me. And you, not only that, you put the blame on me. You put the blame like it was my fault. And look at the shit that's been going on since I've been gone. I mean, listen, I think he would be a heel. But there could be a way you play out this story where Jungle Boy could be the babyface in this whole scenario.
Dave, whenever you're thinking about a character, I always love strong arguments for why that character should be a heel or a babyface. Because whenever you have a certain character, unless they're extremely unique, I'll use Tommy as an example. Tommy is a babyface till the day he died. But you could make an argument about why he could or should turn heel. But Jack Perry might, right now, from his look and from the perception of what he's been involved in, screams heel. And the more he screams, no, it's not my fault, you got it all wrong, the more people are going to be like, shut the F up. You're bitching and whining. You've caused problems. You know, especially when the first act of defiance, Mark is right, ripping up that contract. Could you see Tony confronting Jack Perry? And I hope this is not in the back. I hope this is not a pre-tape. Could you imagine Jack Perry the very first night he's back at AEW and Tony's out there and he goes, but why? Why would you rip up that contract? I've taken nothing but great care of you. Your dad passed away. I gave you a career. I did blah, 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 blah. Why would you? Oh, fuck you, Tony. I mean, you're off to the races with this guy. Because if there's one thing that I've noticed about an AEW fan base, they're very loyal to Tony. They want it. Tony's very, very good to his fans. Tony might make some mistakes here and there, yada, yada. We all make mistakes. But Tony's very good to his fan base. He really, really tries to make his fan base happy. He really tries to make his fellow fan happy because at the end of the day, Tony's a fan who had a lot of money and started a wrestling company. So I think they will be behind them. I think Tony's the perfect person. And then obviously you have to have somebody come to Tony's rescue. Could you imagine if Jungle Boy punched Tony Khan in the face? That's what I'm saying. Bro. There's potential. Are you about to disagree with me? Because go ahead.
No, I wasn't about to disagree at all. I was trying to add to the equation.
Go. Please go.
This is the opportunity to create a new babyface.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, if you have Jack being this guy who looks like Captain America after they got banished from S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Avengers, and they're Rogue with the beard and the complete grizzled look. Now you have somebody after he punches Tony. I would have him show up, walk through, and they go, "Hey, he back yet?" And follow me. I would just have the camera follow him, handheld, all the way into Tony's door. Kick the door in, bang, and go into just what you said. It ends in that altercation that we saw in Canada where you get punched in the face. And who's the person that's going to come and go, "Hey, man, you've overstepped your bounds. What are you doing?"
Somebody stands up for Tony.
Who stands up for Tony?
Correct.
Who's the guy that has the brass tacks that can say, "You know what? You've overstepped your bounds now, bro."
And I think, go ahead, Mark.
I want to know who that person is, but more than that, it should not be about money. It should not be about a title. It should be about the defense of the fan of AEW. Who could be that guy?
And it has to be an unlikely hero. Remember how you just said, "Here's our chance to make a baby face"? It's very easy for Bryan Danielson or Jon Moxley or any of these guys to stand up. No, an unlikely hero. I got another point to make. Hold on one second, Dave. You know, maybe a baby face on their way up, or somebody like that who the people can finally get behind. And if you're going to punch Tony Khan in the face, you have to tell the people when, where, and what time you're going to do it. I told the wrestling world on this day, on this venue, at this time, I will put Dixie Carter through a table, because I wanted everybody tuned in at that moment. How did I come up with that idea? Doc Brown and Marty McFly. They knew when the lightning would strike, thus they could go back to the future. So if they set this up in a way where they have an initial in-ring, and Jungle Boy says, "I'm giving you a week, Tony, to give you my answer. And if you don't give me the answer I want to hear, next Wednesday night on Dynamite, at 8 o'clock, right as the show opens, I will punch you in the face." Next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, Jungle Boy says, "Tony, blah, blah, blah." And Tony says, "No," wham, right in the mouth.
Sell out.
Boom.
Sell out.
People
not
are going to tune
in. Not just at the
in.
Curtain, but on TV. And but that's what you want to do.
You really could, and I'm going to use history as a barometer here, and it's over 40 years ago now, when Don Baracco put hands on Gordon Solie. And Roddy Piper, who was a heel, defended Gordon Solie and got into a fight with Don Baracco. Because, you know, anybody that grew up watching Georgia Championship Wrestling, Gordon Solie was untouchable. He was the epitome of class. And that was the only time that I can remember that anybody even remotely came close to Gordon Solie. And he grabbed Gordon Solie, and then Roddy Piper stopped it. And it was
Dave, I got to ask this question. Was Piper a main event babyface at the time?
He was a main event heel, but that turned him babyface. He turned babyface. Okay, so what I'm saying is, you could get a heel. It could be a heel, but if they came and defended Tony Khan and were like, wait a second, that's our boss, that's my boy. Like you could have the biggest heel, whoever that is, and you could turn them babyface in 1 second, because like you said, Bully, that AEW crowd will now be on the side of whoever that heel is, because oh my, that's our guy, that's Tony Khan, that's our guy, and Jungle Boy just put hands on Tony Khan. Whoever that is, it doesn't matter. Everything that they've ever done will be erased, because now everybody will behind whoever that person is. So you're right; it could be somebody young. It could be somebody you want to take today. I actually feel like it would work if it was a big heel. If it was a heel, I think that might work more.
I'd have to give it. I'd have to look at the roster, give it some thought. It's not popping into my head. Like Daniel Garcia. How do you feel about that name?
I feel great about it.
I like it, but don't love it.
Okay.
What about like somebody who's kind of been heelish? What about like a John Moxley? That doesn't do anything for you?
I don't think Moxley doesn't need it.
Yeah.
No.
Moxley don't need it. You got to give this to somebody who can use it for the future. Okay, so let's take your example right there, Dave. When heel Roddy Piper came to make the save for Gordon Solie against Morocco, wasn't Piper's career like off to the races after that?
Yes.
Okay. So you want this scenario that we're coming up with, in no way, shape, or form are we saying this is what's going to happen, but I'll be damned if it don't sound real good. You want this to be able to propel somebody, a baby face or a heel that turns into the future.
Man, you have to be very careful with this. You have to really think about this, because whoever you give this to, you got to have faith that they're going to take it. And honestly, whoever does this, it's safe to say is going to be your top guy, right? I mean,
it should be the guy that should be the top guy.
Now,
Swerve Strickland.
Paul, Swerve's a great one. Swerve's a great one, because Swerve right now is a heel, but he's not a heel. The fans are behind him. If he
Who's
was the
house?
Fan, Swerve's house. I mean, you hear that everywhere, but this solidifies Swerve as a babyface and your top guy. And then you could have Swerve go after Samoa Joe for the AEW championship. I like Swerve. I think Swerve's a good one.
So and who can Mark, pull the carpet out from under him? Jack.
Mark, you just said Swerve, and my heart said no, but my head said yes.
Mm.
Like, I heard it at first. My first emotion is no. And then I stopped myself, and I said, wait a minute. And now wrestler mentality kicked into mode. And I'm like, yeah, that could be good. But does Swerve need it?
Yeah, but I think
the fans want to see Swerve as a guy that's vying for the title or a guy with the title.
But see, this is two different. That would be two different stories, Mark. And what do you think would be more important for Swerve, to stay on his trajectory towards Joe, or to branch off into a blood feud with Jack Perry?
A blood feud with Jack. And down the road, now you've established yourself as, because Swerve haven't took many L's. Swerve has been winning. And when you get a guy that's kind of a tweener, and they're rising up that board every week, every year, they're getting better, which he has. Now you can have him go, what are you doing? And do that babyface thing that we just talked about. In the process, the dirty player, which Jack should be, he should be the one that gives Swerve a couple of L's and build him up to the point to where, okay, now he Swerve can go and he can beat Jack, and now he can be catapulted into the race for dealing with Joe down the road. It shouldn't be nothing immediate. Like, we're talking about character building, and we try to do it too fast. We try to do it in a week or 2 weeks. We got to do it over a couple of months. Like, let's let some stories breathe.
Yeah, but Mark, to that point, though, when that save happens that Bully's talking about, it is going to be off to the races. Like, you
well,
got to make
sure. Then you shouldn't do it with Swerve then.
Yo, it's going to be as soon as that moment happens, this is your top guy. That's why I think it could be Swerve, because Swerve is reaching that star potential, but I don't know if he's quite there yet. This would bring him to that where he's a star. And honestly, AEW needs stars. I think that would take Swerve to that next level. But make no mistake about it. When that moment happens, you have to capture that moment. It's lightning in a bottle to me. It's like you're off to the races.
You don't want to prostitute Jack either. You want to make sure that not only does he become a dominant heel, but he don't get his ass kicked. Because the heel is going to get beat, but that initial introduction to, you know what, I'm going to be a bad, bad man, he got to succeed.
Yeah,
at being a bad, bad man.
This is an interesting. Oh, go ahead,
guys.
Bully.
What about this? What if everything plays out the way we're suggesting? And since Jack was in the four pillar storyline, the guy that eventually makes the big save is MJF.
Wow.
MJF has been
roll that grenade in here and be all lackadaisical.
MJF has been singing the praises of AEW and defending the company on social media over the past couple of weeks, a couple of months, you know, quite hard.
Yeah.
About how much he loves the place and this and that. So
it's not bad.
I can't argue now. I can't argue with that.
He's injured. He's recuperating. This is where you can have MJF come back. MJF comes back. Especially, Bully, if it's that situation you brought up where Jack Perry's like, you know what, 9 o'clock on Wednesday night on Dynamite, I am coming for you, Tony. You have some explaining to do, and I you have now earned a fist in your face from me. So at 9 o'clock next Wednesday night, I am going to meet you in the ring. And then that's where you could have MJF come back.
And when he busts in the door and Tony is talking to somebody, that somebody is talking to is MJF. And it looks like MJF will be like, well, shit, let me get my popcorn. And then Jack actually hits him. He goes, oh, man, what's wrong with you? Are you kidding me?
You see, if you can play this the right way and you can sell out an arena with the potential of Tony Khan having hands laid on him for the first time. So now you're announcing what you're going to do to the owner. Basically, we're telling the world, we're going to bump the owner for the first time, at this place, yada, yada. Here's your lightning strike. But then you get the surprise of the Max return. Now you've gotten a guarantee. And you've gotten a surprise. That's a huge potential win for the company. I like the way we just kind of booked this. I'm not figuring it out. We're not saying that this is what's going to happen, but if this is what happened, I'd watch.
Yeah,
I'd be intrigued. This is a fun story.
And honestly, Bully, the only way that I think that this story could work is if Tony Khan is involved. Like, I just, because Punk's gone. Punk's been fired. And also Samoa Joe was involved and everything else. But, you know, he's your champion now. You know, it's really about Punk, Tony Khan, and Jungle Boy. Those are the only three players in this scenario. And with Punk gone, you have to have Tony Khan be involved in this. It has to be. And this is a great way to rally around the troops. This is
and
a
look
great
at what just happened with
it.
The Devil story. You know, these guys really don't have – they went after Max. Now Max is not around. It's kind of like you paid off a story, but now you can't go any farther with it because the guy's not there. So where do you go with this story with Jack? As of right now, who's public enemy number one to Jack Perry?
It's Tony Khan.
It can't be Punk. Punk's not there. Who else could it possibly be?
No one. He's the one that made the decision to suspend him.
You ripped up an AEW contract. There's only two names on that contract. Jack Perry's and Tony Khan's.
That's it. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.